listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
If I can get any matching bones.
The size of the bones in this drawer are different. Likely cancer.
All right, thank you.
That's grossly unprofessional. I'm back with a cane. No, for Nancy. You don't know? Nancy Gossman is dead. Officer Aaron Lang copied down Middleton's notes, took the kid, and left. What happened?
We're in really fucking deep.
What did he do?
It's not a he. This is beyond the law, Lieutenant.
We're handing it off to the feds, and that's fine.
We cannot handle
it. Why? Find Lang. That's all I had for bookkeeping stuff. Does anyone have anything for me? I don't want to run this like a Microsoft Teams meeting, but I think we're good. Fuck, there was something important I had to say, but it doesn't matter. We're good. Well, give me a recap of the last session. Run me through the rest of this recap. That's what I wanted to fucking talk about. God damn it. So, I have recently been listening back to previous episodes all the way up to here. Not in its entirety, but bits and pieces. And also me as like a person who runs games, DMs, GMs, keeper, handler. I think I'm a handler for Delta Green. These small moments. And there were a couple last session that were really, really cool of these intimate moments between... Not between you guys and me. I play all the NPCs, all the characters, and obviously I have shit written down, information that they will have, but these little conversations that you guys have with each other, that's why I play this kind of game. That's why I play like these role-playing games, is that kind of shit. There were a lot last session, but I did just want to mention that's something that I picked up on, is like, I am so... I don't want to say impressed, but it is definitely like it takes me aback when you guys have these kind of private moments. And there's been a lot in this campaign, and last session had a couple of them that were really, really cool, where you guys were just talking privately to each other. Just something that I wanted to mention offhanded. I didn't mean to make a big deal about it. It doesn't merit a response of any kind. You can go back with the recap.
We lost somebody. I don't know if we lost him. He was there. He's gone. He's around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna find him.
Where is Mr. Langlier?
We're gonna find out.
Where's Aaron Lang?
No, do it randomly.
Are we... This isn't, like, ready getting recorded, though, is it?
It is, but I don't keep it in. You can.
I just want to hear it.
Is it something that needs a bowl? Should I get a bowl? I can grab a bowl real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have faith in him. I have absolute fucking faith.
I mean, he could have... We could trust. He could be turning on us. He's also with, you know, a LaRocca mob family member and a seemingly on our side police officer.
And like, a dog. You don't know what Sarge is
loyal.
Whispering in his ear.
But I mean, we don't know what they could have done. Or I mean, like, LaRocca is a mob family, so you just don't know who was where and who saw who at what time. Like, I don't know.
It is a sticky wicket. Where could he possibly be?
He could be at Yo, he's sitting under Dan Winters like Princess Leia under Jabba the Hutt.
in the slave costume?
Yeah, in like a bronze bikini.
Rookie costume is just in that ice cement thing.
He's like, Aaron Langukako.
He's like, hey, Sarge, take this.
Did we tell him to go anywhere specific?
Unless he's just being a good... Oh, they wanted her. Oh, they wanted her from the start.
Yep. And they took Ricky instead.
Oh, Aaron, you fucking piece of shit.
That wasn't Aaron.
Always volunteering to watch her.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Aaron, I swear. No,
I'll bet you Lang's got one of those fucking chest mouths. No one's ever seen him shirtless. I don't think so.
Have you seen Lang naked?
I haven't seen him naked. I don't know about you, but I haven't. I definitely haven't.
Company picnic down by the lake. He wore a t-shirt. Oh, if we're still in the metagaming closet. Fuck, it just seems so obvious, but listening back and that Curtis Collins is from Minneapolis, it just... There's no way. There's no way. He got out early, and now he's just an informant from Minneapolis. I was listening back to those episodes, and there's nothing, like, specific that... Fuck. You know what I was trying to listen for?
Mm.
Both the guys at Golden King and the gas station had fuzzy dice.
Mm-hmm.
On the windshield, I swear to God somebody else had fuzzy dice. On their car. But it's listening through two straight days of the podcast. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like anything.
I swear to God, somebody else had pink fuzzy dice.
That sounds very familiar.
Right? Both the people at Golden King and the guys that pulled up at the gas station, both those cars had them, and I swear somebody else had them.
That sounds very familiar.
I feel like they're... And then I listened back to the episode to see if they were in Curtis Collins' car. Because you're like, oh, I gotta look at his car. Whatever, off on a tangent. They weren't, I don't think. Unless I can't listen right.
You guys believe that we have, like, around, like, 80 hours of footage? That's kind of bananas. That's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Except ours fucking blows.
It's gonna have a better ending.
Better than season 8.
Yeah, we're all gonna die. Except for me, of course.
Because I'm him.
Basically.
All right. Anything else for this recap? We can get right into it.
Nope.
So, Roy and Jerry, after an intense conversation with Lieutenant Longo, make their ways out of his office and into the violent crimes unit. Caleb and Ray, who left a little bit earlier, where did you guys go and what did you guys do? I'm going to start with Caleb because I believe you left first.
Yeah, I walk over to, I guess, all the evidence that we've brought back.
Yeah.
I was looking through the tape that we took from the voicemail.
Yep.
Do we have a tape recorder here? Or a thing that would play a tape player?
Yeah.
Is there a ton of people around?
The members of the night shift violent crimes unit now, yeah. So it's like 3-4 people. I'd say 3, maybe one's out on patrol, and then Captain Galloway.
Just real quick then to get to my own kind of corner desk, whatever I have away from people.
Yep.
Flip it over.
Yep. No, there's no...
There's nothing on the other side? All right, that's all I wanted to check. Okay. Put it back.
Gotcha. And then, Ray, you left maybe about a minute or two after he did.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like... Well, I need, like, a couple minutes to regroup and get my game plan, so I want to get a coffee, a cigarette...
Yep.
...and a map of the town out, and I want to go into, like... a conference room, or if the interrogation room seems more private to me, like wherever I can go alone and kind of...
I will say, I mean, the interrogation room, you can't see who's looking in.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But yeah, a conference room is available and easy enough for you to find and kind of set up. And Caleb, you notice Ray walk out.
Yeah, after I do that, I also walk out, but to my car.
Gotcha. Probably going to keep going. What do you do in your car?
I'm headed to, so if you look on the map, I'm headed to the fork. In the river.
The fork in the river.
Fork in the river, there's 3 sides to it, basically. There's that east, that southwest, and the northwest.
Correct.
I want to start at that northwest corner.
All right, we'll say you're driving there.
Yeah.
Car private, like your personal car?
Yeah, my personal.
Okay. Roy and Jerry, you guys wrap up this conversation. Jerry winks as he leaves the room. Roy, you're already out there. I imagine you're hiding your hand again.
Yeah, I got my hand back in my pocket.
Yep.
Okay, so Caleb is already gone?
Yes, at this point, Caleb is gone. Okay. And Ray is also gone.
And we don't know where they went?
Nope.
Okay. I walk over to my desk, and I pick up the radio, and I, try and tune into their channels, and I'm like...
Caleb, Ray, this is Roy.
No response.
Okay.
Jerry, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting at my desk, blank staring, and I ask, where do we go from here, Sarge?
Kind of peeking his head over the cubicle and looking at you.
You know where Caleb and Ray went?
No. Maybe looking for Lang.
Okay. We should be looking for him too. How tired are you?
I'm good.
I don't know about you, I gotta make a pit stop first though.
Where at?
Is this a 24-hour pharmacy?
He said she doesn't sleep.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't know how.
All right. I gotta pick some meds up. I need.
Oh, yeah. So do I. We can, we hit a Walgreens?
Is it on the way?
Closest one is on the corner, Happy and Healthy. You can probably get there.
All right. Yeah. I'll drive.
I'll drive. Jerry says, I'll drive. I grab my keys. I walk in towards my car.
All right. Fuck. I don't want to understate how much pain you are in. You are at 1 health. Or, no, I'm sorry, 3, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Fuck. You need to understand you are incredibly fucked up. You're walking with a cane. I don't know if you brought the cane in and just kind of, I don't know how you're doing it.
Yeah.
You are. Mm-hmm. Fucked up. If you fall too hard, you will die.
You're gonna fall. You're gonna fall, dude. You kidding me? Just don't make me roll for it.
So do I see him limping? Or like, do I see?
He's using a cane, dude.
Okay. All right. Are we upstairs? I want to look around and see who's like.
You take a quick inventory and you can see Dwayne Gaines, who's behind the counter there, couple other investigative officers kind of milling about in and out, and then another patrol officer, Nate Merritt, is walking around too, also day shift. And then you see back in the corner, you can see just a glimpse of it out of like the window into the conference room. I imagine the blinds are closed though, but you just see like a kind of shadow move back there.
Okay. I'm like, Jerry, you want to... I like whisper this to him. I'm like, maybe we should see what some day shift, see why the day shift people are here at fucking midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah. You want to talk to Gaines with me?
Yeah.
All right.
I start hobbling over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Gaines, you know where Detective O'Connor and Hoyt went?
O'Connor left. Hoyt is, I think he made his way to the back. Oh. Maybe garage or a conference room or something.
Huh, okay. What are you, just curious, did the lieutenant call you? Is that why you're here so late?
He offered overtime. I took it.
Okay,
wow. Case seems important and he says feds are taking over soon, so if we're gonna wrap it up, all hands on deck.
Is he making like full eye contact as he's saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Maybe we should see if Ray can drive us.
I can drive.
All right. You got a cane, man. There's a hole through your shirt.
Driving's easier than walking.
All right. Let's just tell Ray where we're
going. Can I drive?
Yeah.
I can drive, right?
Yeah, you can drive. It's just might be a little hard. Who knows? Who can say?
I'll be sitting there, tap on the wheel.
Hey, you're you. I'm God. God says you can do whatever you want.
I can drive. I'll go slow.
I'm like, okay. I'm like backing up towards the conference room. All right. Let's just tell, you know, God forbid something happens. We should know where everyone is at. We should know where Caleb's at right now.
What do you listen to on the radio? I can't get it to change the Grease soundtrack.
Oh,
it's planned.
Is that out already?
Early 70s? Was that not a 60s movie?
I don't know. I have no
idea. Oh, shit. That was Travolta. That wasn't the 60s.
Right.
Is that the 80s? He's old now.
It was based in the 60s, maybe?
71? Fuck it.
Alexa,
Black Sabbath is on.
Alexa, Grease. when did Grease come out?
1978 film.
78?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Black Sabbath.
Okay. Oh, wait. That's AC/DC.
That's fine. Where are you going?
I knock at the door that.
Yeah, Ray, you've had a couple minutes to kind of do whatever you want to do. What are you kind of what are they walking into, I guess?
Well, I wanted to add too. I just didn't want to go out in the middle of that to blow the scene, but I grab a coffee and then I want to just grab the fucking pot when I want to bring the whole pot in the conference room. So I'm just chain smoking cigs with drinking out of the pot of coffee.
There is a investigative officer who sees you kind of walking past with the pot. He's like, Detective Hoyt, that's communal.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I'll it'll be back. I won't be long.
He's like, all right.
That's all right. That's
sick. So you guys walk in to see that scene.
What's up, Ray?
I'm just circling, scribbling stuff out, circling stuff, question marking on the map, big map on the conference room table. How you boys feeling?
Are you going to drink all that?
Yeah, you want some?
Yeah.
Have at it.
He pours me a cup of coffee.
I could
slurp it.
I could use a cup as well. I put the cup on the table and then I pick the pitcher up and then I pour it.
It's a nice deep pitcher of coffee. Yeah. Lemonade pitcher.
So on this map, by the time they come in there, I want to have marked off, highlighted, circle, whatever you will say.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel, motel, wherever, where Greg Adkins' brother and sister-in-law were were staying.
Okay.
I want to mark off where... oh my God, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. Who's Weiss Clay's friend? Sorry.
What's Bastion his name? Becker.
Becker. I want to mark off. Is it the same by any chance?
Nope.
Okay.
Roll luck.
Oh, I mean, if they weren't, I kind of... Whatever.
Well, you can just roll luck.
Yeah. 65 on a 50.
No, it's not. Nope.
My house, the eviction house, and I am pretty confident I can get Lang's address somewhere in the fucking...
Easy enough, yeah.
Bobby's address.
Okay.
And his address.
Caleb's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg, it's a town map, so that's...
Greg Adkins' brother... Bastion Becker's motel, Lang's address, Bobby's address, your address, and Caleb's address.
And, yes, and the eviction house, but it's kind of near my address, so I know where it is. All right. I got to hit all these spots tonight. And this is just in town. I imagine we all could figure out some spots out of town that we want to check too, but we gotta sweep Linwood.
Right. Look, I don't think Jerry and I could are in a good enough condition to drive.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We stop at Walgreens.
Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna come in with you, grab some things too.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready whenever, man.
Is the only way that I gain health by a long rest?
Yeah, sleeping at night in a place that is secure and safe. You get one.
Is there any other place I can mark down right here, just so we know we need to hit it? I mean, maybe a storage locker?
Yeah, why not? Storage unit. Did you say trailer park?
Nah, but we can, Oh shit, yeah, we should go to Nancy's.
Because everyone that was a resident in that house is missing. Or dead.
It's right next to the pharmacy.
Oh.
Nancy's.
Oh yeah, that's convenient. Yeah, there we go.
You say that with the mic on.
It's right next to the Nancy's, the pharmacy. I remember that. It was the closest one to Nancy's house.
You're not going to be able to metagame from across the room. You got to own up to it. Just know the goblin's sharpening his knives. He doesn't need knives, you're right.
And then if we really want to go far, if we don't find anything, there's only a few places, but I don't know. We still haven't been to Blue Coda, and who knows what the fuck's going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's Friday morning, but Thursday night, I mean, close to the weekend, who knows what kind of things are going on there.
Right.
It's a far trip, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be our last resort for tonight.
Right.
All right, let me get some firearms, and then we'll be out.
All right.
So, jumping back over to Caleb, you are making your way to that fork.
Yeah, is the map fairly accurate for this section?
The one that you have?
Yes.
Yes.
So there's a big building kind of in front of this part of the fork?
Yeah.
What is that building?
You swing by it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's the front office of a golf course.
Got it. Can I park in the lot, assuming nobody's there?
Yeah, it's completely dead.
Yeah, would I be able to walk around to almost... It looks like there's like a back little square building in the very...
Yes. Yeah. Looks like you make your way across the lot and into the back, and there's like a fence that's... It's like one of those knee-high fences.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to just kind of make your way over it. It looks like it's a warehouse.
In that back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, walk back towards it.
Okay, make your way up towards it, and you can see there's no windows on it. It's shuttered closed on the front.
Yeah, it's a part of the golf course.
It looks like it.
Okay.
But it's bigger than the actual front office of the golf course.
Walk by it. No noises or anything, right?
No, you don't hear anything.
Walk behind it. Does it leads like right back?
It's a little bit more than kind of what's designated on the map, just because there's a lot of heavy overgrown shrubs and stuff like that, and overgrowth.
There's a lot of overgrowth here?
Yeah, on the way back there.
Behind this or to it?
Like behind this warehouse.
There's easy access to it, though. People can come and go from it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Straight behind it to the where the river is.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, you got to make your way through some overgrowth, tangled thorns and brushes. Maybe like... It probably starts maybe like 25 yards off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start making your way through it, kind of walking through kind of carefully. You have a flashlight on you that you're using?
Yes.
It's dark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's still some snow that's kind of overgrown here. And it's more snow here because obviously it hasn't been cleaned in this area. Make your way through, but eventually you can hear the sound of rushing water.
Go back to it.
Make your way up and you can see water trickling down. It's pretty thin here, but it opens up a little bit further down.
The actual creek?
Yeah.
Where it opens up, that fork is where I want to look again. For the same thing I was looking for almost a week ago. Same dump spot, that same feeling.
Roll search.
64 on a 54.
64 on a 54. here's the sense that you get. You're walking and you're looking for this and you're trying to eye it up and make sense of it. The body itself, it must have been easy enough to sling over your shoulder maybe, but still, how can someone get back to this point just carrying a body in I mean, there's not a lot of stuff out here, but not to say that there aren't a wandering eye or something. You get the sense that if this was the dumping spot, they would need to bring the car back here. Now, you're not able to tell whether or not they did, and this is kind of what fucks with you. This is kind of what bothers you. Roll sanity.
Three on a 34.
You're okay because you know that there's more important things, but you get the sense that if this was the dumping spot, you would be able to notice tire tracks that kind of lead up to this just a little bit closer. And you can't because it's been too long. The snow's fallen, the grass has been cleaned, clipped, mowed, whatever. If this was the dumping spot, there would be no way for you to reasonably tell. And on top of that, there is no innate push, innate feeling that you feel in your gut. And you kind of sit there for a second and you kind of realize that you feel like you've been chasing that. And are constantly denied at every turn. Revisiting the coffin brought you nothing except for this false sense of purpose that at this point you're questioning. If this is the dumping spot, you have no way to know, and that bothers you, but you're not going to lose any sanity.
Turn back around. Head for the car.
Okay.
Still chasing that same feeling. Head back to the park.
Driving back to the park. We're going to pick up with you guys.
For myself, I want to go replenish my ammo for my rifle. I want to grab a shotgun for myself, which I haven't had before. I mean, I got my two pistols.
There is a point where the person who's checking in and out these guns kind of says, Longo said that you guys got free rein back here, but, you know, just remember if something comes up, try to make sure everything's properly logged.
I hear you. I've been shooting more than I want to lately, and believe me, I'm holding my tongue every chance I get.
Gives you a nod as you sign out all the armaments.
You want anything? You gonna grab anything?
Yeah. Can you grab... I imagine maybe I say this before you. I'm like, can you grab two bullets so I can fill my mag up?
Yeah, an extra two for him.
I don't even think I shot. I just got eaten. I just want my handgun.
All right. I mean,
shotgun's too heavy.
If everyone's got everything, I'll drive my truck, all right?
All right, sure.
To Ray's truck. Ray, are you taking a radio?
Yes.
So, well, I can just use the radio in my truck, right?
Yeah, you can just pull it out of one of the, like, your cruiser and just put it in the truck.
Yep, I am taking that.
Okay. Easy enough to set that up. Everyone piles into Ray's truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Getting in, the doors close, it's cold out.
I got no crew cab either, so we're three in a row on the bench. It's a nice vibe.
Oh, Big
I'm riding,
Red,
bitch.
Man.
I'm in the middle, bro.
Did you ever ride? Like did Red. You ever ride in Big Red?
I did. Yeah.
Beautiful truck.
I know. That's what a great truck. Didn't have two tanks.
I miss Big Red so much. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it had two tanks. Beautiful, Big Red was so beautiful sick. Truck.
All right.
It's
so
like the airplane seat belts too. Sorry.
Pharmacy first, right?
Yeah, we got a maybe Walgreens, and then Miss Christensen's pharmacy, and then trailer park.
All right. Yeah. All right. I step on it.
Making your way out, hit the street. Easy enough. You hit Happy Street, go straight down, hit the corner of Healthy Street. They intersect. The Walgreens is right out front there. Parking lot is not too filled.
I hop out of the car to let Jerry out because he's got the middle.
I'm like hobbling and I'm like, making pain sounds. Oh, fuck that hurt. And then I get out and I hobble my ass into Walgreens.
Hobbling your ass into Walgreens. Anyone else following him?
I'm good. Is the heater on in the truck? Is this like, is this a well-functioning truck?
Yeah.
I'm chilling in the truck.
Easy enough, for the sake of brevity. You go in, ask to pick up the prescription, and you're given it easy enough. Lidocaine patches for you. Big box of them kind of set on your insurance or whatever, and easy enough to get that rolling.
All right, I get it, and then I grab a pack of smokes, and I go back to the truck.
Back to the truck. You throw one of those patches on?
Yes.
It's gooey and sticky. And
ew.
Put it right on there, and gross. It sticks there pretty hard.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go see our favorite old lady.
Let's do it.
Making your way to Christensen's pharmacy.
Favorite old.
Crazy.
Easy enough to get there. The parking lot is mostly empty.
Cool. Yeah. Hop out.
Hop out.
Hop out that shit. And walk on in.
Walk on in. You can see nobody else in here save for an elderly woman behind the counter in a small town. That's a song by Pearl Jam. Thanks for asking. She's behind there and she kind of doesn't notice as you immediately step inside, even though the door rings. But she does look up eventually.
Hello.
I look at my watch. What time is it?
1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. I'm like, Miss Christensen, do you ever sleep?
Of course I sleep. What kind of nonsense are you spewing?
I'm just making sure.
I have a business to run.
I respect it. I respect it.
Unless the boss pays me overtime.
You're not the boss.
I am.
Roy chuckles and he pulls out the slip that he was given with like the...
What the fuck is this?
I'm coming from the emergency room. I have a big list of medicine to pick up.
Nobody told me.
Oh, okay. Is it going to take a while?
I don't know. He had me a piece of paper with words on it. Expect me to fucking...
She grabs it and starts walking in the back, just like mumbling under her breath. Jesus. Makes her way in the back, and you can hear her like still talking, like holding a conversation, but you can't make out the words that she's saying. Eventually comes back. She puts like a couple bottles down.
That's what I have. I need to check for the rest. The fuck is bupivacaine? No, I'm sorry. Bupivacaine.
Yeah, hell if I know, Miss Christensen.
What happened to you, you sad man?
Car accident. Nasty car accident.
That's how my father died. Model T. Drove it into an orphanage. They built a statue of him.
Before or after the accident?
Yeah.
Jesus. Two statues.
Yeah.
They're... Two statues and they're kissing. He's kissing himself.
A murderer kisses an innocent man.
You don't know about Beauregard Christensen? He's very famous.
Can I roll history to see if I know?
Roll luck.
-42 on a 40.
Never heard of him.
He was famous. He invented beer.
That's why he crashed.
Jesus.
First drunk driver
in the history of the world. Fantastic. And we're so proud of him.
He invented beer.
He invented drunk driving.
Fantastic.
She walks back and gets the rest. She comes up with a little vial and like a package of 6 syringes.
Apparently you're supposed to stab yourself with these things. I don't know what these are, but that's what the doctor wrote, and he knows more than me. I think it's medicine.
Where at?
Don't fuck with me, boy.
Miss Christensen,
knock your ass out.
Am I supposed to inject it in my forearm?
I don't know. You crazy? Don't go putting things inside of yourself. That's bananas.
You're a pharmacist, Miss Christensen.
Am I? Are you sure?
Jesus Christ.
Nobody told me.
Look, while I got you, has anybody, you know, come in and asked you any similar questions to what we hit you with the other day?
No, truthfully, I've been keeping my eye out because I told your redheaded friend that I'm quite adept at deduction. So okay. I've been keeping my eye out to help you fellers in your investigation. I do quite like the gumshoes of it.
Wonderful. Hey.
Nothing of the sort.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I like hand her my insurance card.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck is this?
This is my insurance
business card.
What pharmacist is this?
Is she okay?
I don't know what to do with this.
She ain't right. There's something wrong with it.
I literally take this.
Walgreens was so easy.
I know. Like,
what is this? A no Denny's questions. Coupon? Grand Slam for $4? That's a steal.
How do I pay you for this medicine?
You're good.
What the fuck? Something happened to her.
I know. What the fuck?
Take it easy, dude.
Oh my goodness.
She's giving out all her meds. She doesn't take them.
Holy shit.
You know, I'm 104 years old.
Did she say that?
Guinness called me. I told them if they needed medicine to go someplace else.
She just got dementia. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm about to go back to Walgreens.
Walgreens?
Right. Yeah.
My father, he killed Walgreen at that orphanage. Mr. Walgreen, the senior.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
I don't care. It's corporate espionage. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Jesus Christ.
Gets to stepping, young man, so I can watch you walk away.
Oh, my God.
I fucking...
This lady's fucked.
I don't want to rob her.
Are we done here?
All right. I take the medicine, and I'm like, all right, well, thank you, Mr.
I ran your insurance. I looked at it, and it's okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay. That's comforting to know.
Get out. I need to clothes.
Okay.
I need to go to sleep. I'm so tired. People keeping me up.
I start to walk away, and I'm like, thank you, Miss Christensen.
Whatever.
I walk out.
Keep it $150, young fella. Get the fuck out of my store.
Jesus Christ. I walk back to the truck, and I open the door, and I'm just like, I'm so confused, but I got a lot of medicine now, so we're good.
All right. Trailer park it is. Let's get it.
Flipping back over to... I gotta think myself out of that. So, flipping back over to Caleb. Caleb, where are you heading?
Statterly Park.
Yeah, making your way back to the park. Driving for what seems like a long time until you eventually reach that parking lot that you first came to when you and Roy first got here. No cars in here at all. The parking lot itself is actually kind of overflowed with snow, but it's melted to a point where it's, you know, traversable enough to drive through. Park in a parking spot and you hit that trailhead right off to your right.
It's no way to drive down this trail, right?
No, it's okay. Not wide enough.
Yeah, start walking down it.
Start, get out of the car, close the door, start walking through it, trudging through the snow. Where are you heading?
To my dam.
Crunching through the snow towards the dam and walking and walking. Eventually you make your way to that river. It hasn't frozen, it's moving water, it's exactly the same as you've seen it a few days prior. Your dam, which you erected barefoot in there, is still standing. You're about maybe 20 feet away from it.
Get closer.
Make your way closer. Shine the flashlight, maybe, to illuminate whatever might have been caught by it. And there's nothing. Completely empty. A dead end.
Feel the rocks.
Rubbing your hands against the rocks, maybe closer to where the water comes up. Some that are a little bit more damp, and just running your fingers through. What's going through Caleb's head right now?
He's not... It's not a means to an end anymore. There's not an end. It's a... Can he get this feeling back? That feeling that he had a week ago? Any of it? Hope? A life? Not dead?
You're not gonna find it here.
Head back to the car.
Take a hard swallow as you make your way back to the car.
What time is it showing?
At this point, it's like 1 o'clock. Maybe closer to 1:15.
What time did we start today?
12:45.
It's getting late. Caleb's gonna take a nap right here.
I need everyone to leave the table except for Caleb. Should it make me feel powerful that I can just exodus 3 men from the room with a couple of words?
Are you asking if it's wrong to feel powerful that you...
I don't feel powerful. Should it make me feel powerful?
I think so.
If I told you right now, Caleb, I need you to leave the table, would you get up? You'd probably ask if I was serious.
Yeah, no, I'd leave. I would think that you're recording something to yourself. You're just playing 2 NPCs.
So, you're in your car. Car on, heat on?
Yeah. Yep.
Lean your head back, maybe pull your hood up over.
Is there a way to have the heat on without the engine?
No.
Okay.
Trying to fall asleep. I need you to roll sanity.
Fifty-eight on a 34.
Close your eyes tight. And you're exhausted. Mentally and physically, too. I mean, we didn't really talk about it because, you know, there were more important injuries, but you and Ray also sustained, you know, superficial injuries. Getting banged around in the van, and running a lot, and doing all sorts of things like that. So you are physically tired, and you're also mentally tired, and you close your eyes. A minute goes by, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you haven't fallen asleep yet. Another 5 minutes go by, it's been 10. And your mind is just racing and racing and racing. This thing that you're chasing, this thing that you're fighting against, and maybe you're fighting for it, and all these things just kind of culminate in this feeling that you can't fall asleep, and you're trying so hard to shake that out. Another 10 minutes go by, and you look up and you look out the windshield, and it's just nothing. Snow and this woods and this fucking case and all this, and my wife. Where the fuck is my wife, my mom, my sisters? What the fuck is going on? And you can't sleep. I would like to introduce you to your second disorder. Sleep disorder. Every single time that you try to fall asleep, you make a sanity roll. If you fail that sanity roll, you cannot sleep. You cannot go to sleep for the rest of the night. Exhaustion rules will apply, and we will go over those as exhaustion kicks in. But you cannot sleep tonight. All these thoughts racing in your mind.
Headspaces that Caleb's not. He wants to be not just asleep, but to be whole, devoid of thought. He's fighting, trying to end this, just have it all be over. That's what he wants to fight for now.
And in this moment, nothing more becomes clear than the inescapableness of facing what you're dealt, playing your cards, and all these things that have happened over the last couple of days. They are unavoidable. They are a part of you. Echoes of all the things that Jerry has been saying, that it is bigger than the case. It's too deep. This is a fundamental attack on your character, your personality. And it's exhausting. And the only respite that you've gotten over the last couple of days, no matter how chaotic they have been, is sleep. And even that is denied to you.
Turn back on the radio. Still Black Sabbath. War Pigs. Caleb pulls out of the parking lot.
Make your way out of the parking lot, heading where?
Police station.
Back to the police station. Your eyes bagged, your hands shaking. The streetlights zip past overhead. Back to the station. The weight of it all just crushing you. And you're trying so hard to keep pushing, keep fighting, keep on. And all you can think about now is that voice that you heard so many days ago. Help me. And at this point, you realize that might have been your own voice. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.